Hi, welcome to another edition of Resonate with Edgell and Davis. I'm Owen Edgell.
And I'm David Davis. Yeah, that, let's do that again, because that was poor.
That was strong, man. Yeah.
Let's do it with meaning, yeah?
Indeed, man.
With meaning.
You're right. How's it going?
Hey, good.
Good.
Because the weather, I say because the weather's dipping a little bit, and I know it's, we shouldn't moan about it. I don't moan, I'm just making a comment. It's a good old British comment. The weather. We love discussing the weather.
But it's not in our control, so why discuss it?
It's a topic.
Yeah.
That we can't control, and we do love discussing things. In this sick world society that we're
indeed
in.
Hi to everyone out there, hope all's well with you.
Yes, we
good
do
to see you again.
Yes, we do, as always.
Right, Dee, and everyone, I want to get your views, as always. We'll have a conversation with you at least. And you mentioned it in that, in your sentence, and you've mentioned it off air as well, so there you go. Control.
Mm-hmm.
Control. I keep hearing this word or words of control the controllables, right? And I get it intellectually, from an intellectual point of view, control the controllables. But what these people who are here talk about, control the controllables, they're not going deep into it for me. And what I mean by that is, it's all well and good saying to someone, you can only control the controllable, you can only control what you can control. And like I say, intellectually, you get it. But on a higher level, it's missing the point, I believe. And my point is, to you and everyone is, how can we control, excuse me, the controllables without first being in control of ourselves? So my question is, to you and everyone, are you in control of yourself? I know what you're going to say. Are you in control of yourself? Because if we aren't in control of ourselves, D, we can't then be in control of the controllables.
Question.
Go for it.
Reminds me back of the school days. Question.
What kind of school did you go to? Private school or something. We just say, hey, miss.
Private,
hey, sir.
Private school? We're having a laugh, right? Private school. I didn't really go, to be fair.
Yeah, I went, but I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
When I was there, so kind of even worse.
What was I going to say, though? Yeah. Who are the controllables?
I said, how can we control...
Yeah.
What we think that we should be controlling,
yeah,
without first being able to control ourselves.
Yeah.
If I'm out of control, as an example, I'm all over the place
in my life. Yeah.
How is it then possible for me to take that information in that people say, yeah, but you got to be in control of the controllables, Erwin?
Yeah, but who are the controllables? That's what I mean. Who are the controllables? What is a defined thing, individual, group, that labelled as the controllables?
I think the concept...
Just so I can understand.
No, I'm with you. I think the concept comes from, you can only control what's in your sphere, what's in your environment.
Okay.
You can't control anything that's outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, control the controllables.
Okay.
I think that's what where they're coming from. But my point is, or my argument to those people who are saying this, these gurus and all that, why don't they say that statement, but then back it up with, but look, Jane, Jack, whoever, this statement is going to fall on deaf ears unless you understand that you've got to control yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can control the controllables, the things that you're supposed to be in control of.
Okay.
So my question
is,
you can't control anything unless you first control yourself.
Can I throw back to you?
Chew your
face off.
Yes, chew it.
Why would you want to control The controllables. Why would you want to control anything anyway? I mean, what is the word control for me sounds like you're dictating something. You're right. Making sure that is happening, that person's doing what you expect them to do or you want them to do, or the intention is for them to do it. That movement from moving this cup to there, you're in control of that.
Right.
But you should not be, surely, controlling other people to do things that maybe they don't even want to do. So what I'm kind of determining is, what level of control are we talking about? Because there has to be, obviously there's going to be control in life. There has to be control in life. There has to be control and order in life. And we're all being controlled, but then does that control turn into manipulation? Because there's also a lot of manipulation going on in life. So again, for me and the audience, because some of them are going to be like me, just a little bit slow off this one. What is are we defining control as?
Good point. Yeah, and as you say, there are varying degrees of control, right? You're spot on. I'm talking about being in control of what I can control. I can control getting out of bed at 5 o'clock in the morning. I can control that. You can control that.
Mm-hmm.
I can control what I'm going to eat for my tea tonight. I'm in control of that. I'm in control of whether I want
to... A lot of people aren't.
Right. But whether I want to wear what I'm wearing, I'm in control of that.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about just on the everyday level. I'm not so much talking about, you know, going into work and a boss is controlling me or you or whoever, that kind of control. I'm just talking about the basic control being in control.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, so the secondary for that is, I can only be in control of set my alarm for that time, get up at that time, have this for something to eat, wear what I'm wearing, whatever I'm doing. I can only be in control of that if I am in control of me. The vast majority of people who are out of control can't set their alarm to get up at a certain time, D.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't efficient enough to cook a healthy meal for themselves because they're out of control. So therefore, that's what I'm trying to say. It's just about within us, within our space.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't control that unless we control ourselves. Surely you get that now.
Now I get that.
Right.
Now I get that. And if I can take that, because it makes sense now to me, but if I can take that to a level where I'm a drug addict, I am involved in heroin.
Right.
Am I in control of whether I take that or not take that?
Well, no, because you're out of control, aren't you? Because you're addicted.
So what we're saying is, until you can control yourself,
yes,
is the only way you're going to get out of that addiction.
Yes.
Addiction, sorry.
Right.
And it's like anything in life, good or bad. And it's like going, for instance, in my role as a personal trainer, somebody comes to me and they say, I want to gain muscle. I want to look like a big muscle man or whatever. Yet, and I say to them, okay, here's the plan. This is what we're going to do week one. This is what we're going to do week two, week three. And we progress up to wherever that level that you want to be. But if that individual thinks that's my goal, but they don't go out there, they don't get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and do the run, they don't get up at 6 o'clock the following morning and do 100 squats, they don't, on the third morning, get up at 6 o'clock again, maybe, to do the press-ups that I need them to do, to start slowly building up to where they want to be, which is some muscular person that they can go on the beach in 6 months' time and go to flex muscles. Well, then, if they're not in control of themselves to be able to just to get up, they're never going to do what they're set out to do.
No chance. No chance.
So in another term, basically, you have to have the willpower. You call it willpower, discipline, control. All of those things kind of entwined together, right? All of those things. If you haven't got that, then you're not going to be able to do anything whatsoever.
Yeah.
So to achieve your aim.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. But my point is that these, I can't remember the guy's name who coined this. It's one of these people who, I can't remember his name.
Uh-huh.
But he coined the statement, the phrase of, we need to be able to control the controllables. But he hasn't, in my opinion, broken it down the way you and I are trying to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
As in like, and I'm not putting us better than him, I'm just saying he hasn't broke, for me anyway, he hasn't broke it down in terms of the way we're trying to do it. It's just on a basic level, or you just got to be in control of the controllables.
Which is why it's confusing.
Right. So that's the point I'm trying to make. It's all well and good saying to people, this is the point I'm making, D, it's all well and good saying to people, you've got to be able to control the controllables. But unless you're breaking it down and giving them an exact understanding of what it is they need to control, and why they need to control it, and that understanding that they can't control anything without first controlling themselves, it's just a nice saying. It's just a nice, superficial saying to say, oh, you just got to control the controllables. Oh, my life's all going all awry and I don't know what I'm doing and I don't know what I'm doing from one day to the next. And then someone says, yeah, but you just got to control the controllables.
What is that?
Exactly. It's crap for me. Yeah. It's crap because it's putting more confusion on that individual by thinking, well, if somebody just said, I've just got to control the controllables and they made it sound really, really easy. But I'm still struggling to control.
Because what happens then? You don't do anything.
You don't do anything.
Because you're confused.
Because you're confused.
Yeah.
So for me, it's about being in control of yourself first. And if you're in control of yourself, then you've got the capacity to be in control of what you need to be in control of.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the analogy about the drug addict, right? Same thing. If that person, who is now out of control, can no longer control the controllables. So when you and I or everybody else sees that kind of person on the street and they're acting out, well, they're acting out because they're out of control,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's like someone saying, you need to sort yourself out. You need to get back in control. What does that mean to that person? What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything.
That's confusion.
And that's the confusion.
So what happens is, let's take more drugs because I'm confused.
Right. But unless it's broken down by saying, Luke, do you know what? You've got to look after yourself first.
Yeah.
You've got to be in control of yourself. Yeah. And the way you're in control of yourself is by, as we always say on these episodes, is by doing the inner work, reflecting on yourself, looking at yourself. Am I in a good place at this moment in time? If I'm not, why am I not in a good place at this moment in time? Yeah. And if I'm not, I need to go and get some help.
And that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah.
The reasons why.
Yeah.
We're very quick to kind of, especially us men, we're very quick to try and fix something because again, we're wired up, especially as a guy, if something's broke, let's fix it.
Mm.
But you don't know why it's broke in the first place.
Right.
And until you find out why it's broke, until you find out what is within you,
right,
the reasons why you're broken, you're not going to be able to fix it.
No.
And again, it's like let's take a smoker. And the reason why I'm kind of putting these analogies out there, because a lot of us do these things, smoking and drugs or say us. Did I say us? I don't do drugs, by the way, and I don't smoke. But what I'm saying is a lot of people do, because it's a natural thing. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, if you want to do that, you do that. Who am I? I can't control you. Who am I? So the fact is, if a smoker wants to stop smoking, they can't just say, there's no way you can just say, I'm going to stop smoking. You have to look inside of you to say, first of all, why am I smoking? Why did I start smoking? What real satisfaction am I getting from smoking?
Right.
How much money is this smoking costing me?
Right.
How much effect around, if you've got young children, for example, how much effect am I having with them whilst all of this toxic air is coming out, they're breathing all that toxicity. You've got to work out those reasons. And if you can justify those reasons that I'm going to carry on, I'll never quit. You will never quit.
Mm.
If you can justify the fact that this is not worth it for my kids, this is not worth it for my health,
right.
This is not worth it for my bank account.
Right.
What is the point I'm doing this?
That's when you can get to that point where you can control it by not doing it.
But you have to look within.
But what you've just said is spot on, because you've given that analogy of why do I want to do this? Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And that's doing the inner work,
yeah.
Looking within.
Yeah.
Then you can control it.
Yeah.
Then you can say, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So do you get where I'm coming from? Where people say, you just got to be in control of the controllables, man. It's all good. No, it's not all good, because you're sending someone down a wrong road by saying that, because all you're doing is confusing that person.
Yeah. It's a crossroad.
Yeah.
Many crossroads. And you think, you get to that point, you go, the fear, anxiety,
yeah.
Which road am I taking?
Right.
I don't understand what he said.
Yeah.
And then you go back up the road to try and get the answer,
mm-hmm.
But he keeps giving you the same quote.
Mm.
And that quote is still more confusing. You go back down the road thinking, I've got it. You get to the crossroads again. You think, but first of all, you've got to clear your mind of all of that.
Yeah.
Get rid of the crossroads and start to think, right, before I go down that road, I need to know, one, myself, what I'm going to do with this, and am I in control of this?
No, am I in control of myself?
I'm basically, yeah.
Yeah.
This
being self, right, yeah. Yeah, and I think by understanding that, D, as we've now got to that point where we understand it,
yeah,
and hopefully everybody else is understanding it, and if you can't resonate with us and tell us why you can't, or why you can now understand it, it's key. And if you think about it, D, on a higher level, just to bring this thing down for a landing, lots of words are bandied out that make no sense to the average human being. Lots of words.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I remember being at school and the teacher would say something like, I'll never forget the words he'd say, war betide, Irving. If you don't do this, I'm going to tell your parents. I never knew what the word war betide meant until I was 30 years after I left school. And I kind of looked it up and, oh, right, that's what it means. So just in that example,
yeah.
D,
yeah.
Somebody's saying war betide you, but they're not telling you what that means.
Yeah.
You're just going to keep making that mistake.
You're confused, yeah.
You're just confused. Do you know what I mean?
And I know we bring it down to a landing, but you've got to be able to just spell things out. And if you don't understand, which is why I asked you the question, where are you coming from?
No, I'm glad you asked me the question, man.
But we finally broke it down.
Yes.
Because the statement was a confusing statement.
Yeah.
And if all of us will say, if you're like me, I was confused.
But I was confused, D, just as you are. And that's why I brought it up, because I was confused by, how can they say control the controllables without backing it up by saying something, without some science behind it? Because it's just going to just go over your head.
Because a lot of these sayings do mean something.
Yeah.
Or else they wouldn't be said. Woe betide and all of that.
Right.
Control the controllables.
Right.
They do actually mean something. But if you don't find out what that meaning is, you're none the wiser, you're confused.
Yeah.
And you're just doing the same thing.
Yeah. And you're just parroting that phrase, but yet you don't know...
For the sake of it.
Yeah, and you don't really know what it means. Because nothing's changing within your world. You're out of control.
There you go.
You're out of control.
Where do you stop?
Yeah.
You keep taking a job, you keep smoking.
Whatever you do.
And you're wondering why you can't get those muscles.
Yeah.
Because you don't understand why you're doing it.
Right. Because you don't understand yourself. There you go. Well, that's it for me, D. You said a few words, man.
As always, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for tuning in. Please like, share, subscribe. Make comments, because it's good to hear what your thoughts are and what we talk about, what we discuss.
And by the way, the comments have been brilliant, what you've been sending in, so keep them coming.
We can't wait to see you next time.
Until next time, it's bye from me.
And a bye from me.